Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week, we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hi there. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Kelsey Stewart, and I am so honored to be able to introduce to you our amazing series that we have for this week. We felt that we needed to celebrate Mother's Day all week long from all across the world. And so we have some amazing women that will be featured on the podcast this week that have words for you and encouragement for you in your mothering journey. We pray that you are blessed with these messages and that you would be able to be refreshed and renewed knowing that there are women all around the world praying for you in your mothering journey. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you most of all for this opportunity to be able to connect women from across your amazing earth. What a profound and beautiful gift you have given us to be able to do this, Father. I thank you for each and every sweet mother who is listening, and I pray that you show her that she's blessed, show her that she's loved by you, the one true King. Father, I pray that your spirit would come into this time on us and that you would give each and every mom some encouragement in her mothering journey today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As I said before, my name is Kelsey, and I currently live in the United States in the state of Ohio. And I have three beautiful children. They are 9, 7, and 6, and growing very quickly, very fast. I didn't realize before I was a mother how quickly children grew. So that is something that I am currently very emotional about. And I just can't believe how quickly time has already gone in this crazy thing they call motherhood. And today I am so honored that I am able to share this word with you. This has been something that has been on my mind all the last few days, and it was confirmed last night, and I will share that little story with you right now. So one of my favorite scriptures comes from Proverbs 31. And if you have ever read Proverbs 31, whether you are, maybe you're a new Christian, maybe you've read it before and never really understood it, but it is a chapter in the Old Testament that was written by the mother of a king. And she is trying to portray to her son the kind of woman he should marry. And so this woman is not necessarily a real woman. There are things in this chapter that sometimes when you first read it, you might think it's pretty unattainable. But she is going over all of the beautiful attributes of a woman and the things that we are capable of. And it's really beautiful when you think about the heart of it. A mother telling her son, trying to lift women up in this way and show him how revered and honored they really should be. And so it's really a beautiful passage. I encourage you to read it in your own time. But right now I want to look at Proverbs 31 verse 10. And I am reading from the ESV version. It says, "An excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels." And jewels are basically a fancy word for a fancy rock, right? Jewels are a beautiful thing when looking at them, when we see them, someone wearing them, or we see them somewhere in the storefront of a window. They are breathtakingly beautiful. And also, when we're talking about jewels, they are rocks. They are made from the earth. God created them. They came from the earth. And it's really fascinating to go through the Bible and look up verses about jewels. So in your spare time, that might be something kind of fun that you might want to do, a little research project. But the other verse that catches my eye in the Bible about jewels is from Revelation chapter 21, verse 11b. And it says, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. And John is writing this. This is a revelation from the Lord that he is receiving. And he's writing this about the new Jerusalem that comes down out of the sky. And the whole thing just being described sounds so beautiful. I can't wait to see it. It's truly going to be a magnificent sight. We've never seen anything like it here on earth, I can tell you that much. But the small glimpses that he gives us are these jewels that we can see, we can hold. They're beautiful. When the light hits a jewel or a rare rock or something like that, it's just absolutely breathtaking. And one amazing thing that they have found with these jewels from verse 18 through 21. He lists out the jewels, and there's 12 jewels, 12 stones. And something that they have found in the last 100 years is that these stones that are listed, 12 stones, are something called anisotropic. And when something is anisotropic, I am in no way a scientist, so the big words are beyond me. But if something is anisotropic, it does something in light. And so what they have found is we have the ability to make something called pure light. And I feel that God's light in Revelation, when John is telling us about these stones and he is saying that the New Jerusalem will be lit, there will be no sun, no moon, but it will be lit by God's radiance. And to me, God's radiance would be pure light. And so now, in this day and age, we have technology that has showed us that these 12 stones in pure light reveal a rainbow of colors. That these stones, as beautiful as they are to our human eyes, just regular without being in the light, that when they are put in pure light, they are absolutely radiant. They reflect different colors and a rainbow of colors. And it's just so amazing. So if you can go find some research on that and see for yourself what they're saying about these stones, it's just absolutely amazing. And so what the earth and the world may think about, oh yeah, those are just some stones. No, these are specifically created to cast off a radiant light that we cannot see with our physical eyes. And so I'm going to take that bit of information and apply it back to Proverbs 31, verse 10, when God tells us that she is far more precious than jewels. You have to know that you are far more precious to our Lord and Savior than any type of magnificent, beautiful jewel, crystal, anything that he created on this earth that has ever taken your breath away. You are more precious to him than any other thing he has created. last night, I had to add this bit in. Last night, I love looking up at the sky. And my kids think I'm absolutely crazy. But the sky from where we are in this place in Ohio is just absolutely beautiful. And every time I look at the sky is the one thing that always draws me back to God. If I'm having a bad day, it doesn't matter what I'm doing or what I'm thinking. If I look up at the sky, I think about God. And so I love to go out and look at the stars. My kids, again, they think I'm crazy. I will go out in the middle of the night, cold, hot, it doesn't matter. I will go out and I will stare up at the sky and I could be out there for a really long time. But last night in Ohio, we had a once in a lifetime opportunity to view the Northern Lights, and we are nowhere near that. I have only in my dreams ever thought about being able to see the Northern Lights. And maybe you live in a place where you can see them. You have no idea how blessed you are if you get to see them on a regular basis. But so, yeah, this crazy thing happened and we were able to view the Northern Lights from where we were last night. And my sister-in-law texted me. She said, "You have to go outside. Look at the sky." I run outside. It's 11 o'clock. And I run outside and I'm just brought to tears because the sky was so beautiful. And I had just been earlier trying to finalize what I was going to say for this specific podcast about jewels. And I was reading about how the rainbow colors come out of these jewels and how God views us more precious than jewels. And to solidify this word, God brought the Northern Lights to the sky to solidify and let me view the sky that looked like a radiant jewel. And it was just so amazing. God is so amazing. And He loves you. He loves you so much. He values you above all other things that He has created. And you have to know as you go through your mothering journey that you have access to Him, the creator of the world. He loves you. And there is nothing that can come up in your mothering journey that He can't handle for you. So when we are crying in the closet, when we are at our wit's end, when we feel like we can't take anymore, or we can't do this anymore, reach deep down into the depths of your spirit and know that you can, because God is with you. He is with you each and every step of the way. He is with you forever, forever and ever and ever. It's amazing how much He loves you. And so I want to pray for you today. I want to pray over you, over your family, and I want to encourage you to tune in the rest of the week and meet these amazing women from all over the world and realize how valued you are. It doesn't matter how many moms, mothers there are in the world. There are millions and billions and billions of mothers who have walked this planet Earth, and each and every one has been different and created for the purpose according to God's will. And that is amazing. Dear Father, I pray over each and every mom listening that You would fill her heart with the knowing that You love her and You treasure her more preciously, more vibrantly than any jewel or any other thing on this planet Earth. Father, I pray that You would fill her up with Your Spirit and show her that she has the power, the same power as Jesus Christ working through her, working through her children, that she can tap into You each and every moment of every day. Paul tells us to be in constant prayer, and in prayer we find You. And Father, I pray that she would have the strength and the courage to go about her mothering journey, to train her children in your word, and that for generations to come, her family would be blessed because of the things, the words that she is placing in her children's heart today will carry on through generation after generation in her family, and that her family would be blessed because of the work she is doing today. Father, we love you. I know that my friend loves you. And sometimes it can be hard to see through the veil of things that are thrown at us as women, as moms, as wives. And Lord, I just pray that you would fill us up to the brim every day with your Spirit so that we would have the strength to go in this world and to shine your light to others. Father, I pray that you would fill up my friend this week, that she would be a helper in her household when it comes to the Lord. If she's the only believer in the household, Father, I pray that you would soften the hearts of those in her household towards you. I pray that she would be a diligent leader in her household to lead her family to you. I pray that she would be the believer in her household, that she would hold tight onto your hand each and every step of the way. I pray that you would give her a right spirit before you, the ears to hear, the eyes to see where she needs to incorporate you more into her mothering, where she needs to bring you into those spaces, where she needs to ask for things and to pray more. I pray that you would guard her steps. I pray that you would guard her heart. I pray that you would give her everything she needs to walk this walk and to walk the talk and to be able to spread your message to all of those around her, to spread the gospel and to show others the love that you have given her. Father, I just pray for her, my sweet friend who is listening. I pray that you would show her that you love her. And I pray that you would fill her up with strength and courage and boldness in you. Father, show her that you love her. Protect her family as you do in Psalm 91. Send angels to be with her. Send angels to be with her children and her family, that they can persevere through this world and carry out your will according to you and your love. Father, I pray this all in the mighty power of your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. We have such a great week in store. Tune in Monday through Friday for these amazing stories from moms just like you all around the world. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. Bye-bye. Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources about our supernatural mothering kits, visit our website, myhelpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to help encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.